Good morning. Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, have you ever been in a position where you are driving your car and you kind of forget that you're driving your car? Because your mind is off wandering in different directions, and all of a sudden there's like this jolt that brings you right back to where you are. You know, you kind of get in that complacency kind of a state. Well, that happened to Carl and I. I don't think we're any different than anybody else. It had been a long Wednesday. It happened to be Ash Wednesday. And Carl had driven me to the last of three services that I was doing. I was in my internship, and I hadn't learned the stamina of what it takes to get through three services at that time. And we're driving home, and it's a rainy, dreary, miserable night. We're on the other side of the state, not saying anything about the other side of the state, of course. Not at all. But you really could hardly see in front of you, and all of a sudden we are, you know, I'm tired, he's tired, and then all of a sudden there's something that is like a jolt that wakes us up out of this state that we're in. Have you ever encountered this before? That jolt, you know, that thing that snaps you right back. And so Carl and I are kind of like assessing, all right, what did we do? Because we clearly know, for us anyway, that we had done something that wasn't quite right. Do you remember this? And we quickly assessed what it was. We forgot to put our headlights on. Thank you for that gasp. Because, right, we were like, we forgot to put our headlights on. So, you know, at first, what do? You kind of like move over and you hope that police officer isn't going to continue to move behind you. But of course, that police officer did just that. And we realized, uh-oh, it's us. So we pull over and, you know, Carl does the hands where you can see them, and the police officer comes over, and Carl rolls down the window, and we said, we realized what we did. We're so sorry. Our headlights weren't on. This is before he even said anything. We are so sorry. You know what I mean? We are so sorry. And he said, oh, I heard you. I heard that you're sorry, but I need to give you a ticket. And so, you know, Carl's got, at that time you did have hair. So, but you can still see he's got ashes on his forehead. So I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I can maybe help out here. Now, this is wrong, I'm going to admit, okay? But I pulled the clergy collar. And I leaned over in the passenger seat figuring, if he didn't see the cross on my forehead, maybe, maybe he would see this, or the alb that was in the back. And I said, I'm so sorry. We were just heading home from church. We were just so tired. We are so very sorry. He said, I heard you, but I still need to give you a ticket. He said, you see, it's very dark. It's raining. It's a nasty night, and you could have run someone over. Someone could maybe not have seen you and stepped in front of the car. Forget you being able to see the person. And you know something? The officer was absolutely speaking the truth. We had clearly violated the law. We could have hit someone. I tried to use my position as clergy to get out of this moment of judgment. I'm waiting for the you brood of vipers to come. And in all honesty, at that moment, I was really not happy with that officer. But I got it. And as he drove away, I looked at the ticket and I was like, man, he gave us an appearance ticket. And now I was really upset with that officer. It's not just to sign the check and go put it in the mail. It's show up and pay it. Whew, was I furious. John is showing up in the wilderness, calling out. And you know what? It can be compared to seeing that in your rearview mirror. And as I was telling Meredith, you know, John is dressed very much like the prophet of whom they were well aware, Elijah. And so many, many believe that it was Elijah who had returned. And that is why they flocked to John to hear what it was that they had, that he had to say. They had been snapped out of their complacency of living a life that had been unfaithful. When the Sadducees and the Pharisees came, John let them know that just because they were priestly or of the religious leaders, that did not in any way exempt them from the judgment that was coming. Boy, could I relate to that. Let's be honest. Judgment is not a word that we like. It's not a word that we want to hear. And when we hear it with God's judgment, we tend to think of this. Wrong way. I pointed the wrong way. This, right? We think, okay, God's going to judge us, and we're either going to enter the escalator that goes up, or we're going to be pushed over to the escalator that goes down. That's how we have come to understand God's judgment. You're either heading north or you're heading south. Well, today I'm going to tell you that we need to rethink this north-south, heaven-hell scenario when it comes to God's judgment. Yes, we do need to rethink it. You're absolutely right. Because for God, holy judgment begins first and foremost with truth-telling. That's what we need to think about, the truth-telling. Truth-telling is a really scary activity. Let's face it. How many of us want to face up to the truth of what we have done or have had done to us in our lives? Because every single one of us has been on the receiving side of judgment, and it's painful. And yes, we have all been on the sending side of judgment, and that is also quite painful when we have to own up to what it was that we've done. Perhaps maybe you've judged someone as being too sensitive, too dramatic, not measuring up, not deserving, mean-spirited. You've treated them as less than. And when you're called out on it, it's quite painful to admit. As a matter of fact, we'll do everything to avoid admitting it, won't we? We'll make excuses. That's the first thing. We'll start making excuses as to why we behave that way. Or sometimes we even deny that we ever even said it. Or perhaps you have been the one who has been judged. You've been told you're not good enough. You're oversensitive. You're a drama queen. When this emotional attack and at times physical attacks on us happen, it is painful for us to talk about. You see, God's judgment is God's desire to make the truth known. And when all the lies are opened up and all the secrets and all the misdeeds and all the injustices and all the unfairness is laid out in the open, it is quite painful. But you know what? It's also freeing. And the healing can begin. Because when all see the truth, then we can all begin to talk about the new society that God has created in the birth, the death, the resurrection, and the ascension of God incarnate, Jesus Christ. And to prepare for this, we've got to repent. We must turn from our ways, our crooked ways, and walk in the way of Jesus. We need the jolt, don't we? This morning, that's what we're getting, the siren. We need John the one who bears witness to the one who is coming. He is the pointer. The pointer doesn't point to themselves. The pointer points to something else, or in this case, someone else. There was a soccer team in Germany in 2012. They had lost, well, they not only lost 5 consecutive teams, it was a German soccer team out of Magdeburg, and they not only lost 5 consecutive games, soccer games, that season, they didn't even score a goal in those 5 consecutive games. So the fans decided that they were going to do something. You see, they believed that the team had lost their way. They lost their direction. So the fans showed up one day at the stadium with large, brightly colored cardboard. Well, I'm going to let you see what they did. They had pointers, arrows. Here's the goal. This is where you want to put that ball, in here. Mm-hmm. Pointers, arrows showing the way. We always see directional arrows that show us the way, especially when we're walking or we're hiking on a path. You want to see, where do I start? And then you want to see those arrows or a marking, don't you? Continue along this way. Don't go this way. Yeah, we want to see the trailhead sign that shows us the path where we are to begin. Well, you know something? That's exactly what John is doing this morning. John is the pointer. John has come as the pointer to point out our need to confess, to point out our need to change, to point out our need to repent, to turn from the ways that we have and to turn back towards God, to point out our need to know that in Jesus, he says the kingdom of God is near, but when Jesus comes, Jesus says the kingdom of God is here. So we are those that live in being pointed out that the kingdom of God is here. John is the one to point out the understanding of judgment as release of all the lies and injustices so that life can truly begin. John is to point to the one who makes crooked paths, to point to Jesus, God incarnate, the Christ. The Christ through which our chaff, our sin is burnt away. The Christ in whom we can bear good fruit, lives of faith and trust. The Christ in who, when we understand this, our response to the grace of God and new life given through Jesus Christ. During this season of Advent, as we await the already, let us hear the siren and turn toward the one to whom John points, Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Amen.